The war that caused all the upheaval for Paula and thousands of others in Colombia has been going on for more than 40 years. The Marxist rebel group, the FARC, is estimated to have lost half its members in the last 8 years. Many have been killed in military battles with government forces, but many others have deserted, lured by a government program that rewards guerrillas who put down their arms. They get amnesty or reduced prison terms. Reporter Nadia Drost spent time with one former rebel trying to make the shift to civilian life.
In a medical center in the Colombian capital, Bogota, 29-year-old Jairo sees a doctor for the first time in many years. Jairo isn't his real name, but for safety reasons, he's asked to use a pseudonym. When the doctor asks Jairo to lift his shirt, she notices scarred bumps on his torso. A shootout and stab wounds, Jairo explains, with his head down and his voice barely above a whisper. These are some of the scars from almost 20 years spent as a FARC guerrilla. I met Jairo for the first time 3 weeks after he'd abandoned the FARC. He'd only just arrived in Bogota. He wasn't allowed to reveal where he lived, so he came to my apartment to tell me his story. He explained that FARC rebels roamed freely in the rural part of southern Colombia where he grew up. When he was 12, a local FARC commander took him for a walk to a nearby guerrilla camp in the jungle. He was taught the FARC's ideology, that they are the people's army fighting for equality, and he learned how to use weapons. Within days, it became obvious Jairo would never be allowed to leave the FARC.
I grew up thinking they were like another member of my family. I cared for them a lot, but I missed my mom and siblings. But I was with the guerrillas, and they don't give you permission to leave.
For many years, Jairo was a combat guerrilla. But commanders eventually gave him a job only a few rebels were trusted with, human messenger. He ran USB keys and documents from one FARC camp to another. But Jairo says he'd begun to question the FARC's insurgency and the discrimination within its own ranks. And then, one day last spring, Jairo was sent to help rescue the survivors of a military bombing of a FARC camp. It was the same camp where his younger sister lived.
She was injured. She had shrapnel by her spinal column and on the other side of her lung. I said, "Little sister, I told you not to join the guerrillas, but you didn't listen to me." She started to cry and said, "Sometimes you make mistakes."
The FARC wouldn't allow Jairo's sister, who we'll call Sandra, to go to a hospital. 5 months later, they decided to escape so Sandra could see a doctor. They walked for 3 days to a town where they turned themselves in to the colonel in charge of a demobilization program for guerrillas who put down their arms. At first, Jairo and Sandra stayed in the battalion with some of the very same soldiers they'd probably fought against.
It's very hard. In that moment when you're right with them, you remember the past of seeing comrades dead in combat. I look at my sister who's injured and I look at them and I think, wow, because of them, she's like this. The soldiers offered laughter and friendship and we were talking. There we were, the enemy and us.
Sandro and Jairo were sent to Bogota to continue a 3-month demobilization program. They were given housing, health care, 2 sets of clothing, and a subsidy of $4 a day. On one of their first outings, they come here, to a medical clinic for checkups. The line stretches around the building. Sandra is hoping to have an x-ray to find out why the shrapnel is causing her so much pain.
I feel like when a bee stings you in my body, it's like taking my breath away. One has to survive the pain, because what else are you going to do?
Jairo is finally able to see a doctor, but Sandra cannot because the system hasn't yet updated her paperwork. After 5 hours in a waiting room, she's clearly disappointed.
All these 7 months have been like this, taking pills, and that's it.
When they leave, they go home to a high-security apartment. The government fears the FARC will seek out Jairo to punish him for being a traitor.
Now I have to be very careful, because they trusted me with a lot, and I know a lot of things about them. Logically, they will look for a way to kill me.
Naturally, he's suspicious of the people around him. In the street, if he sees a pedestrian leading with his left foot, Jairo wonders if he's a military soldier or guerrilla. Jairo is trying to change his own stride to walk, leading with his right foot, like civilians do. He's also trying to learn how to keep a budget, use a bank card, and maneuver the city's high-speed bus system. He's been assigned a psychologist to help him adjust to civilian life. But the road ahead remains daunting. Colonel Mauricio Luna coordinates the government's demobilization program.
There are some who joined the guerrillas very young, and that was their whole life. They had no other education, so they've been raised with many holes. When they arrive, they're timid, worried, lacking knowledge of many things.
A month passes. I meet up with Jairo again outside the library in his neighborhood. He tells me Sandra is still waiting to be seen by a doctor. Then he opens his wallet and takes out a photo tattered at the edges.
Yo tengo dos niños.
I have two kids.
Jairo shows me the pictures of his 7-year-old daughter and 4-year-old son. Their mother lives in one of the villages he visited during FARC missions. He hasn't seen his children in 3 years. And now that he's left the FARC, it's too dangerous to go back to the region where they live. Jairo is having to face his past and his future at the same time.
Once you're out, you see things differently. You see how much time was lost. Imagine, I'm 29, almost 30 years old, and I have nothing, no profession. I don't know anything.
Once he finishes the demobilization program, Jairo will receive a government subsidy while he takes a vocational course so he can learn a skill and earn a living.
I want to have my house, to have my kids, give them an education, and go forward.
So far, more than 18,000 guerrillas have abandoned the FARC for the demobilization program. But higher-ranking guerrillas are less likely to give themselves up because they'll face jail if they're found guilty of kidnapping or other serious crimes. But Jairo says he has no regrets about the day he left the FARC. He remembers staying up late into the night, talking to the soldiers at the battalion where he turned himself in.
We were saying it would be great if there wasn't a conflict in Colombia, all this killing amongst ourselves, because we're all Colombians. We're the same people.
For the World Vision Report, I'm Nadia Drost in Bogotá.